Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 448. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, sponsorships, please send to Rabbi Ismach at take10fortorah.org. So I'd like to speak a little bit about the topic that we're talking about these weeks, the next bunch of weeks in the Torah, and that is the building of the Mishkan. As we're going to see, it has incredible ramifications for how we understand the nature of what is considered work on Shabbos, but let's get to the underpinnings of why that might be. So we are introduced to the one who is going to construct the Mishkan. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe lemar, Re'e karasi v'shem Betzalel ben Uri ben Hur l'matei Yehuda. I've chosen this person Betzalel from the tribe of Yehuda. Va'amalei oso ruach Elokim b'chachma uvesvuna uvedas uvechol melacha. I have filled him with the spirit of God b'chachma, with wisdom, besvuna, with understanding, uvedas, and knowledge, and uvechol melacha, and all, I guess, creative ability, the ability to go and do all sorts of craftsmanship. Now, you would think that that's the first thing. You know, he should have a degree in architecture, engineering, perhaps a little bit of interior design. All of that would be nice in order to build what we're trying to build over here. But what is the chachma and the bina and the das? What's that requirement over here? So the Zohar tips us off, and the Zohar says, as a matter of fact, the secrets of creating the Mishkan are the same ones that are involved and wrapped up in creating the entire world. Biraza da is avid mashkana ve'esavni di'ihu b'diyukna da'alma de'le'ela. It's some sort of emulation, a microcosm, a metaphor of the universe at large, uv'diyukna da'alma tasa, in just some sort of a model for the downstairs, what is going on upstairs. And hopefully we'll get back to that a little bit later. But there's something very big going on over here when we build a Mishkan. It's not just a house, a symbolic place, a location that we can go and bring karbanos. It's not even just, and this is not a just, but it's not even just a place that God can consider his physical home, whatever that even means, v'asoli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham, I'll dwell amongst you. But there's something much deeper going on in the Mishkan, and sort of the levers of the universe are found in the Mishkan. This little Mishkan is in itself a microcosm of everything else. And we start to see this, and I can't really tell you that I understand what this means on the deepest level, but we start to see the parallel in these words, Chachma Bina Das. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, Hashem b'chachma yasad eretz, konin shamayim besuna. God in his wisdom spread out the land, konin shamayim established the heavens, besfuna in wisdom, b'da'ato tahomos nivka'u, with his understanding, his knowledge, he cracked open the depths, etc., etc. And so we see, in describing the creation of the world, these three same words, chachma, tevuna, which is bina, and das. These are the same three things, the same gifts that are given to Betzalel in order to create the Mishkan. Again, the Ruach Elokim b'chachma u'besvuna u'vedas is found again here in Mishlei, describing the act of creation, the necessary talents to be able to create the world, so to speak, chachma, svuna, and da'ato. So this idea is not lost on the Midrashim. The Midrashim say, "Begimel devarim halalu nivra ha'olam." With these three things, the world was created, as it says. It quotes the Pasuk Mishlei. This Midrash is in Shmos Rabbah, Parshas Vayakhel, and it says, "With all of these, begimel devarim halalu na'aseh ha'mishkan." The Mishkan was built. Shenemar, as it says, and it quotes these Pesukim. This association is clear. There's another Midrash that is found in Parshas Pekudei that goes a step further. It says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi." I'm sorry, Amar Rav Yaakov ben Rav Asi, Lama hu Omar Hashem ahavti ma'un beisecha u'makom mishkan kvodecha. Why is it that I love, the Pasuk says, I love your dwelling place and the place of your mishkan kvodecha, the residence of your kavod. Why? B'shvil sheshakol keneged b'riyas ha'olam. It's because this place on earth, is like creation. How so? So the Medrash says, well, I'll tell you how so. Barishon, on the first day of creation, it says, God was notesh shamayim ki yiriyah. He spread out the heavens as like a linen, as a fabric, a covering. So too in the Mishkan, there were fabrics and coverings. B'sheni, on the second day of creation, there was the Rakia, where there was Havdalah between one thing and the other. So too, there was a separation. So too, the Peroches in the whole Mishkan, the Peruches, which divided the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Holy of Holies and just the Holy, that separated. And it goes through every single day of the week. B'Shlishi, B'Ravi, B'Chamishi. There were a variety of things that were created on these 3 days, on these 7 days, or I should say on these 6 days, actually, where there is a parallel creation that is found in language and in form in the Mishkan itself. And finally, Bashvi, on the seventh day, where nothing was created, right, the rest of the seventh day of Shabbos was created, Vayichulu HaShemayim V'Haaretz V'Mishkan K'siv V'Tochel Kol Avodas HaMishkan. It says Vayichulu, right, there was completion, V'Tochel, you see the same language, at the end of the creation of the Mishkan. B'Rabbiyas HaOlam K'siv V'Yivarech Elokim, with the creation it says V'Yivarech Elokim and God blessed, and by the Mishkan it says V'Yivarech Osam Moshe, Moshe blessed the completed work. You see the same language at the end of the creation of the universe as you see at the end of the creation of the Mishkan. And it was sanctified in one way, the creation of the world, and Moshe went and anointed it also to sanctify it. And so there are a lot of parallels between the two in the very language that we find in these parshios that we saw already in the beginning in Parashas Bereishis. V'lama ha-mishkan shakol k'neged shemayim v'aretz. Why is it that it's comparable? Why is it that it's compared to creation? So the Medrash continues, elama shemayim v'aretz heim eidim al Yisrael. Thus, just the same way that shemayim and aretz, heaven and earth, testify to the covenant between God and the Jewish people, right? They are everlasting and they are always there to testify to that fact. The Chsiv, as it says in Devarim, Ha'idosi b'chem hayom es ha-shamayim v'es-aretz, I call as witnesses the heaven and the earth. Af Mishkan, so to the Mishkan, Eidos li-Yisrael, is testimony to the Jewish people. Shenemar elech pekudei ha-Mishkan, Mishkan ha-Eidos. The Mishkan is considered the Mishkan of testimony, also testifying, it's the physical representation of the relationship between God and the Jewish people. And so there is a similarity, once again, between creation itself and a parallel between that and the building and the construction of the Mishkan. But this is an idea we see again and again. There's another Gemara in Brachos in Daf Nun Hey Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Bitzalel al Shoim Chachmaso Nikra. Bitzalel is his name was because of his wisdom. The Gemara is going to go on and say, he's Bitzel Kael. It's as if he's in the shade of God, the shadow of God, where he's sort of listening in. He understands divine wisdom. The example the Gemara gives first is that B'shash Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moshe Le and Morla Lebetzal Asilu Mishkan Aron Nekelim. Go build the Mishkan and the Aron Nekelim. Moshe went and switched it. Moshe went and said, no, build the Kelim, the utensils, the furnishings, and then go build the Mishkan. Amar Lo, Betzal said, and why he would do that is a little bit strange, but God tells him to build the Mishkan first and then the furniture. He goes, in the beginning of our parasha, Parashas Truma, describes the furniture first and then the actual construction of the Mishkan. Bitzal is bothered by this. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, minhago shel olam, adam bona bayis ve'achakach machnisu l'soch kelim. A person first builds the house and then builds and then furnishes it. You're going to build the furniture, where you're going to put it. Vata Omar Asili Aron Mekelim Mishkan Kelim Shaniyos Alehechanach Nisem. Where am I going to put these things? Shemakachem Alakadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe God actually put it the other way around. Maybe God told you to make the Mishkan first and then and only then to make the Kelim. So Amar Lo Moshe said, oh my gosh, Shema Betzel Kel Ha'isa V'Yadata. Maybe you were in the shadow of God. You understood this wisdom and you learned it that way. Now this is a very powerful point. And it has to do with minhago shel olam, the way things are. There has to be a structure first, which can then be filled. Bitzalel is sensitive to this. Moshe misses this somehow, or maybe he's just testing Bitzalel, and then he realizes that Bitzalel understands the secrets of how creation works, the sequence of how things are supposed to be constructed. That is Bitzalel's wisdom. Gemara continues, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Yodeh Haya Bitzalel Tzarif Osios Shenever Behen Shemayim Baretz. Bitzalel also knew how to combine letters with which the Shemayim and Aretz, heaven and earth, were created. And those combinations of letters in some Kabbalistic way, that is the ability, the Torah's letters, the letters themselves, to create. And those letters create whatever they create. They create the Mishkan as well as they created the world itself. The Gemara Ksuvos actually goes on to say that Masei Tzadikim is Gedola Yosem Rimaseh Shemayim Ve'aretz. It's actually greater, what we created with the Mishkan, what we created, which is this sort of microcosm and this parallel of heaven on earth, is in some way greater than the creation of the earth itself. Now, these are esoteric ideas. The Nefesh HaChaim goes a step further, that every piece of the Mishkan corresponded to some other part of the universe in which, when we did our service, so that universe was rectified, that piece of the universe was fixed and helped and corrected in some way. That's a deeper idea. But here, and this lays down the understanding for why there's an association between the Mishkan and Shabbos, which I hope to get to later.